right, we're still talking Wild West Brewfest happening Thursday, November 11th, kicking off with the K-Town Throwdown, the launch party, which is November 12th, which is a perfect date night if we haven't hit that hard enough. And then, of course, the Beer Festival on November 13th. I wanted to carry over next level. We have Cheryl here, and we're talking about the importance of being hydrated. Will y'all have like water stations around the Beer Festival, or where do they get the water? Because that's also something that's very important.
There will be volunteers throughout the locations.
Okay.
We'll have three different water stations, and then they can also come to our tent, and the first day tent will have water.
Are y'all giving out bottles of water, or are they going to have like water where you can kind of put in your cup?
Bottles of water.
Bottles of water.
Yes, sir.
And also what I want to talk about is when you're drinking these high octane stouts, these spiced beers, you need to cleanse that palate.
Very true, sir.
And you need to cleanse it with, don't cleanse it with a Kolsch. Water.
Yeah.
Water. And so you guys going to be out there all day, all weekend?
All weekend. So we will be there Friday and Saturday. We won't be there Thursday night, but Friday and Saturday we will be there. And if they need anything, we're right to the right of the registration booth. Come by and see us. We're going to have a logo tent that says Next Level Urgent Care, and we can provide whatever they need for us or point them in the right direction.
Except for if...
No, surgeries.
Yeah, no surgery. Got that open heart surgery. I got this appendix. All right, Cheryl, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, James.
Next Level Urgent Care, round town. Yes. And I learned that when I got my COVID vaccine, it was
Next Level Urgent Care.
So yes. How cool was that?
Absolutely. We took care of you at Katie Mills.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Cheryl. All right. Bringing on no stranger to What's on Tap Radio, Mr. Ralph Brock, the purveyor of intoxicating liquids.
Hey there, guy.
We got to talk about beer.
Beer?
Because it is a brew fest.
You're right. That it is a brew fest. You're right.
And it's not like, because people are like, why do I want to go to a beer fest? Because I can just go to my local grocery store when they have tastings.
Brother, I'm telling you, I got some good stuff waiting for you.
All right. We've been waiting for this moment.
Yes, sir.
We wanted to talk about the first couple times you've been on, but the lists were still being compiled.
Yeah.
And although I have a feeling it's not done yet, but I have a feeling it's... majority of it's there. So let's list off some things that people can look forward to at the 2021 Wild West Brewfest.
So again, the things you have to think about is, hey, I can go to my supermarket and get this. No, you can't. You can't go and grab Baba Brewhouse. You can't go grab Backfish, Bearded Fox. You can't go grab Idol Viking, Meadery, Infamous. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff. Local Group, True Anomaly. It's a lot of stuff you can't. I'm going to go grab it. Oh, no, you can't. Oh, hey, I can't. So I got to be here to get it. So we have a pretty good show of independents in the area that are going to be showing up and showing out. And so we have some really great brew to show up, man. So for me, going to the a very big festival in Florida, in Colorado, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Really big beer festival. Most people go annually. It's a really big festival. When we were there, they really had this really great Das Vidanya.
Okay.
This is really great beer by Distill. And so I was able to get the rep to get us a rye barreled,
People giving Ralph the thumbs up over
here. Yes, I'm getting the thumbs up. I mean, you're talking about we had thousands of beers.
But I can get that at my grocery store, right?
Oh, no, brother.
No?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you can't. Okay. I was going to try to let you think you could.
Okay.
Go try to find it. And you're like, I can't.
I don't want to go to that beer festival. I get that at the grocery store.
You can't, man. You can't do it.
I hear, David, you laugh, man. I hear that people say that all the time. I'm not wasting money on a ticket to a beer festival when I can just go to HEB or my local Whole Foods or Specs and get that.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Can't do it, man. No. Hop Fusion, they're in Fort Worth. You can go up there to Fort Worth if you'd like to, or you can come over to the beer fest and get their Coco Añejo or their Orange Blossom Special or their Black and Gold. But if you want to go to Fort Worth, go ahead. And while you're up there, grab me some and bring it back for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes, sir.
So, high octane, because I know, a little something about you. This man likes some high octane beers. Those are the beers that are like double digits. Oh, and there are no shortage of high octane beers at the Wild West Brewfest. Y'all have high octane tents.
We have a whole tent. And this year,
crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah. This year, our tent is going to be an actual half a semi truck. And we actually barreled right through it.
I remember it was 4 feet by 6 foot.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day when you were young, you're not a kid anymore. Yeah, I got you.
Sucking on a pacifier. My mom was pushing me around in a stroller.
But no, man, we're going to have beer out the wazoo. Ooh, I don't know about the wazoo, but yes, you'll have a lot. Mountain Fork's going to be there. They're going to be brand new to the event. You're going to have a couple of seltzers if you want to have seltzers.
No, seltzers are hot right now, man.
Seltzers are hot. Here's one I have, and it's the only one in Houston on draft. If not, you're going to go to Austin and get it. Yep.
I don't want to drive to Austin. I'd rather drive to Katy.
Right here, man. And got it on draft. We had to have someone. Anyway, it's here. And we got two of them, and it's ready for you to put in your cup.
What is it?
It's a fruit punch seltzer.
Fruit punch seltzer.
Fruit punch.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll pick it up what you're putting down.
Yeah. Hey, evidently is off the chain. I did say off the chain in Austin. And so it's going to be off the chain, off the rails.
And then again, I'm going to reset. When you're drinking these high octane beers, hydrate yourself. Please hydrate yourself. I've been to beer festivals with people and they make fun of me because I drink so much water. Guess who's still trucking around later that evening? Wow. I have people passed out.
Yeah, laid out.
Yep, two thumbs this guy.
Yep, I'll take those tickets from you.
Because I hydrated myself.
Yeah.
You laugh.
No, I don't laugh.
No, I know, but people are out there, they laugh at me because
I'm proud of you.
Like my co-host, for example, he's like, man, why you drink so much water? I'm like, because I like my body and I like to be able to party.
Right.
Yeah.
I got a yoga class after this, all that good stuff. I got you.
Guess who's passing out early?
Early.
That guy. Mm-hmm. Not me. Not me. Not me, Ralph Brock.
Yes, sir.
But no shortage of good beers. So all these beers you're rattling off.
Yes, sir.
Can they find this at wildwestbrewfest.com? Will it be posted?
It will be posted closer to the event.
Okay.
And that way we'll have a whole complete list. You can look at it.
Hey, the event's Thursday, though, man.
Yeah.
The event's Thursday, so.
And when I tell people, there's a lot of beer out there, man. What I found is figure out what you want to try. You know, I'm going to do Pilsners for the first couple hours. I'm going to do Kolsch's for the next couple hours. I'm going to do Hazy's for the next couple hours. sleep, and I'm going to wake up. I know.
That's a good order. Yeah. I like that order. Kolsch's. Don't start with the bourbon aged stouts.
Don't do that. Yeah.
I know people that don't start with sour. Don't go sour heavy first.
Oh man.
Cause then you won't be tasting anything. Nothing. Your palate's blown.
Yeah. You're done.
Yeah.
It's to
check your email, you know, kind of start, check your email.
Yeah.
Do some stretches before you dive into the deep end and you start, you know, swimming.
Good advice, brother. Good advice.
But a lot of beer.
A lot of beer. A lot of beer.
I got a lot of beer at my house. Can I bring beer with me to the beer fest and share it with people?
Hey, absolutely not. But you're going to have some cups and you're going to have some tickets. And so you can go around from booth to booth and y'all can share in what we have there together. So you can figure out, hey, what do I need to bring to my house?
I asked that because someone, a listener asked me, and are we allowed to bring like a bottle? Like we can share stuff. Like this is not, you don't bring sand to the beach.
Yeah, please don't.
This is not an event that you do that. And legally you can't.
Yes.
But Lee lives at home. Mm-hmm. Now, when people get a beer, am I bringing a pint glass? Am I getting a pint glass and they're filling that thing up?
So you got two nights, man. So you remember we have the festival on Saturday, which is going to be 2 ounces, you know, per punch. And if you want 6 ounces, get 3 punches. If you want 12 ounces, get 6 punches. You know, do what you want. That's you, brother.
It's a punch card.
It's a punch card.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want two, let me try it out. Ooh, I like it. Give me 3 more. You know.
Whatever. So it's not unlimited on Saturday. I'm just as much beer as I want to drink. It's a punch card system.
It's a punch card. On Friday, you know this, good sir. That's a different story.
Half pours.
Half pours. You're going to be there on Friday. You're going to be like half pour. Okay, another one. Yes, half pour. Another one. Yes.
Let me give you a pro tip for a guy who's been going to beer festivals for a long time.
Yes,
eat,
sir.
Eat. Be, when you get there, grab a beer, get food first.
Yeah. And water.
And water.
Yes.
What other beers?
Hey, man.
I know No Label's going to be there.
No Label's going to be there. All your local favorites here, Carbach, Spindletap, Eureka Heights. You're going to have all your Houston faves if you're from the area. No Label's going to have all of the your 1980 Coles. You're going to have your Hazy.
Is that right, Tom? Is he a Tom Painter?
Talk to me, brother.
Yes. So
I'm sorry. Wake up, buddy. Falling asleep over here. Sorry, Tom.
No. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have a plethora of taps there, like at the Brewfest. And so, I mean, it's not just Coors, like the stuff that we actually have in our tap room, they're making their way to the beer festival. In fact, I believe we're going to have anniversary beers that it's going to be like, you know, it's a week later or so, you're going to get to our anniversary, but like you can get those beers like the weekend of Wild West Brewfest.
Ka-ching.
Like, no, it's a huge ka-ching, but also it's like a royal testament, like using all the partners between Wild West Brewfest and Silver Eagle and everyone to get these beers over there, even though it's literally just like a mile and a half away. But all these beers they're making their way there, and like we're pretty excited. Wild West Brewfest, Katy Rotary, No Label. There's a long history of of one, drinking a lot of beers together, but drinking beers for a great cause together. Mm-hmm. And this has been going on for a while now. COVID kind of, you know, had a little, put us in a little bit of a break, but you know, it's really exciting to be back here full steam ahead, and the tradition continues. And so we're all coming together. We're all drinking beers like for a great cause. The Cade Rotary continues to impress year after year.
Literally, they do, man. They do.
Literally getting better year after year. So the money gets more efficiently distributed every year. And, you know, David and the crew over at Wild West Brewfest, the beer festival, it's just an efficiently run operation. And
it's a well-oiled machine.
We came back from Texas Craft Brewers Guild, which is like really the first beer festival in Texas since ever.
Yeah, since the pandemic. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that was big. So there were like 2,500 people there. And I was telling some of our sales reps and some of our brew team, and they were really stoked about it. I was like, well, this is a good training ground for about what's to happen. And what do you mean? I was like, oh yeah, Wild West is going to be, it's going to be a shitastic just beer fest. I mean, it's like this, but imagine like five times like steroids. Like, yeah. And what's great about it from an industry standpoint, a personal industry standpoint, is that basically there's a lot of breweries there from all over the place, but it is Houston's beer festival. And especially we're coming off World Series, Astros and all that stuff. This is the great time the city gets to come together and we get to celebrate all this like local beer, and the beer has never been more delicious than it is right now. And I'm stoked.
You hit the nail on the head. Yeah. I second that. Yeah. The beer has never been better. Never been better here in Houston.
And you can never get all the local breweries and the greater Houston area continues to, geez, you go back just a few years, it was 40 breweries. Now we're at 72 plus. And like, if you want to get the majority of Houston breweries in one place at one time, mm-hmm. without covering 50 miles, yep. you know, like yep. Houston's yep. a city where you go from one end to the other. And all of a sudden it's like, am I going to Austin? What's happening here? But you can get it all one place in one day and for a good cause. I mean, everything is a win-win. And really, it's the only time to do it. The weather is perfect.
Yeah, November is a good time to do it.
Yep. And then literally cut to a week later, you're in Thanksgiving holidays, and you won't be leaving the house like until January, February. So this is really like the last big party weekend of the year. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't be more stoked. I'm in it for all 3 days. I'm pretty excited.
My liver's like, I don't know, man. How do we talk? How we feel about this?
Your liver has gotten you this far. Yeah. It can get you a few more.
Drink days. Water.
Water. Drink lots of water. You're right about that, Ralph Brock. All right. I don't want to fail to mention that 100% of proceeds do go to charity. Mm-hmm. You guys do a lot of great things around the community for charity.
When you think about the charities we're getting, man, we've been almost $1 million. That was given away.
Let's get to $1 million. Yeah, let's get to $1 million.
If with your help and with all the support of everyone coming, we should be over the $1 million mark in giving. So that means it's a great time party. You know, we have a purpose while we're doing it, and we're giving it back to help our community.
Right. So
come drink with us.
Yeah. Bring your friends. Bring grandma. Bring everyone. It's a fun. And even if you don't drink, like we mentioned with David Lesh, the food is just amazing. Come for the food if you don't drink beer or wine.
Good food, good beer, good friends, good times. There's a lot of goods in there.
Yeah.
Come be with it.
And be responsible.
Yeah.
Tom, Ralph, David Lesh, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Always fun kicking off with you guys. And we hope to see you again. Let me plug the websites, wildwestbrewfest.com. What we're talking about is the 2021 Wild West Brewfest happening Thursday night, kicking it off with the K-Town Throwdown from 6 to 9. Launch party 7 to 10 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Which is the Friday. And then, of course, the beer festival kicking off at 3:00. Get those VIP tickets. Take advantage of that.
Go Stros.
You get treated like a king and queen. Again, wildwestbrewfest.com. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
On average, humans walk 900 miles per year and drink 22 gallons of beer, which means the average human gets 41 miles per gallon. Not bad. What's on Tap Radio continues.